Breakout River Meats, proud supporter of Mornings with Matt White and the Wandering Bear podcast series.
100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra, right here in New South Wales. Duncan Chubb is on the line for Breakout River Meats. Morning, Dunk.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Nice and busy this morning. And we wake up to the news that Australia is now the preferred candidate for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. That's a lot of hard work behind the scenes has come to fruition.
Well, mate, firstly, that's wonderful news. Hopefully we end up getting it, as that will be a significant injection into the rugby and Australian economy. So we need that, and that would be a good win for us. Also, I saw that the Pacific Island nations, the eligibility rulings have changed as well. So it's been a good day for rugby worldwide, really, mate.
And now what they've got to do is work hand-in-hand with World Rugby to now develop a tournament model ahead of a vote in May next year. But we can say that it's going to be rubber-stamped. I'm just wondering out loud, Dunk, is there something you think that they could do differently with the World Cup in particular? I mean, a World Cup's a World Cup, and it's going to be a smash hit anyway. Do you think that there's something that the game could look at to try and do differently to make it even bigger?
Yeah, look, one of my gripes with the sport is I don't think we do a good enough job telling the stories of the people involved. So I think on a tournament of that scale, if we could somehow, I don't know, through social media or YouTube or some way to really show the stuff that actually goes into getting these teams on the field and the characters and the personalities, I think you're going to draw an even bigger audience. And it will make it more exciting because you know the guys' stories and you're going to be more invested in it. So that's probably my thoughts.
Yeah, if I had, and I don't know where they are on this path, but if I had any advice there, I'd be saying exactly what you're touching on. Invest in digital in particular. It'll be huge, but the more you can tell the story across all of the other platforms out there, the absolute better it is. Formula One's a very good model. For so many years, it was a shut book. It was a closed case, and now they've opened it up and look at the outcomes. The Wandering Bear Sports podcast series, your guest this week is from the New South Wales Waratahs, Jed Holloway.
Yes, my old mate Jed, he's been around the world and come back, so I'm actually talking to him early next week. He hasn't been on yet, but he's a very good human being. He's learned a lot about life the last couple of years. He's become a dad. He had COVID while he was in Japan playing with Kieran Reid and Michael Hooper. He spent some time in Florida recently and, you know, has come back into the TAR system. And, you know, just from talking to him offline, he's been really impressed with the stuff that's going on behind the scenes with guys like Darren Coleman, really changing the culture and getting the community involved with what the Waratahs are doing so that the team know who they're playing for. And look, he's a very, very good human being and he loves a chat. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Looking forward to listening to it. Good on you, Duncan. Thanks for your time this morning. You can catch Duncan Chubb and the Wandering Bear Sports podcast series thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra and only found at your butcher. And if you had missed the news earlier, the Rugby World Cup will be coming to Australia, all things being equal, in between now and then. But 2027 will be the World Cup in our backyard again.